Trump bans travelers from high-terror risk countries in response to Boulder firebomb attack. By Neil Monroe on June 4, 2025. President Donald Trump has just used his presidential authority to end dangerous and costly migration from many chaotic countries. The recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado, has underscored the extreme dangers posed to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted, as well as those who come here as temporary visitors and overstay their visas, Trump announced from the Oval Office. "We don't want them," he added. The plan was announced just after a Muslim immigrant from Egypt allegedly threw petrol bombs at Americans in Colorado. That timing makes it difficult for middle-ground Democrats to protest Trump's policies. Trump implemented the same policy in 2017 after prior Islamic attacks on Americans. His protective measures prompted huge protests from pro-migration groups. But the U.S. Supreme Court agreed in 2018 that he had the legal authority to protect Americans and let his so-called travel ban stand. The New York Times reported, "Mr. Trump's proclamation fully bans the entry of foreigners from Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. With certain exemptions, Mr. Trump's order bans citizens of those countries seeking to come to the U.S. permanently as legal immigrants, as well as temporary visa holders, like tourists." The president also partially suspended the entry of travelers and immigrants from Burundi, Cuba, Laos, Sierra Leone, Togo, Turkmenistan, and Venezuela. That part of his proclamation applies to all prospective immigrants from these countries with visas to settle in the U.S. permanently and certain temporary visa holders. The curbs begin at midnight on Sunday. Trump explained, "In the 21st century, we've seen one terror attack after another carried out by foreign visa overstayers from dangerous places all over the world. And thanks to Joe Biden's open-door policies, millions and millions of these illegals who should not be in our country. In my first term, my powerful travel restrictions were one of our most successful policies, and they were a key part of preventing major foreign terror attacks on American soil. We will not let what happened in Europe happen to America. That's why, on my first day back in office, I directed the Secretary of State to perform a security review of high-risk regions and make recommendations for where restrictions should be imposed. Among the national security threats their analysis considered are the large-scale presence of terrorists, failure to cooperate on visa security, inability to verify travelers' identities, inadequate record-keeping of criminal histories, and persistently high rates of illegal visa overstays, and other things. Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States. That is why today I am signing a new executive order placing travel restrictions on countries including Yemen, Somalia, Haiti, Libya, and numerous others. The strength of the restrictions we're applying depends on the severity of the threat posed. The list is subject to revision based on whether material improvements by foreign governments are made, and likewise, new countries can be added as threats emerge around the world. But we will not allow people to enter our country who wish to do us harm, and nothing will stop us from keeping America safe. Thank you very much." Pro-migrant Democrats are protesting Trump's pro-American policies.